Weather conditions across the Midwest will be just about ideal, at least for the central and eastern parts of the region over these next several days, because of dry and warm conditions. There will be some problems with rainfall, though, in the northwestern Corn Belt. In that particular area from Nebraska into Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas, there will be showers and thunderstorms occurring beginning tonight and lasting possibly into Friday morning. The precipitation will be heavy enough in some locations that there will be a significant setback in farming activity. Most of those stronger storms will impact Minnesota, and there will be some 1 to 3 inch amounts of rain in that particular region. The rest of the western Corn Belt will see a limited amount of rain. That would be from Kansas and Missouri into eastern Iowa and southern Wisconsin. I say that knowing full well that there's a chance for a few showers in some of those areas when the frontal boundary finally slips a little further to the east, but the precipitation will dissipate before crossing the Mississippi River, and all areas from Illinois to Ohio and Kentucky will be left more or less without any opportunity for meaningful rainfall from now into the first part of next week. The dry bias will be accompanied by temperatures that will be warmer than normal. We'll expect to see the warming trend push those temperatures in the afternoons up into the upper 70s and 80s across a fairly large portion of the region. The highest temperatures will likely occur in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt, where we will see the afternoon temperatures pushing up fairly high into the middle 80s at times, and maybe even coming close to 90 degrees in one or two spots, mostly in eastern Kansas. But the rest of the region will see relative humidity on the low side of normal, and that means that quick drying conditions will occur across a fair amount of the region. Our low temperatures at night over these next several nights will be dropping back into the 50s and 60s most often. There could be a few areas that slip into the upper 40s in the upper parts of the Midwest, especially late in the week. There will be a second round of cooling that will take place as we move into the early part of next week, and this next frontal system will arrive in the northwestern Corn Belt on Monday and probably push to the southeast across the region as we go through the middle part of the week. The speed in which this frontal system moves across the Midwest will be determined by a tropical system that is expected to come out of the Caribbean Sea and move into the eastern Gulf of Mexico late this weekend. The frontal boundary could end up being slowed down as it moves through the western Corn Belt during the early part of next week by that tropical event in the southeastern United States, and there could be some additional moderate amounts of rainfall from Nebraska to Minnesota and Wisconsin. We don't believe that that'll be the case, but we'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. In the meantime, that tropical event down in Florida and parts of Georgia and the Carolinas could end up limiting the amount of moisture that's available for rain in the lower eastern Midwest. So when the frontal system comes through, it may not be able to produce as much rain as advertised, and a good net drying biased environment will still be prevailing through a fair amount of next week. Out in hard red winter wheat country, there's still an issue ongoing with a lack of moisture in many areas. Showers and thunderstorms, though, will occur in parts of that region as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow and finally ending on Thursday. The precipitation should be sufficient to lift the topsoil moisture situation and improve planting and emergence conditions. However, there will be an erratic nature to the rain, and many fields will be left dry or with very limited moisture increases, while other fields not too far away do much better. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.